10-year-olds could face life behind bars under new laws being introduced to Queensland Parliament today. The new Premier will push to pass adult time for kids who commit an adult crime as part of a youth crime crackdown across the state. The Sunshine Coast's 8 MPs will be there when the laws are tabled. Sunshine Coast Health is marking Lung Cancer Awareness Month by exposing some misconceptions about the potentially deadly disease. Oncology nurse practitioner Cassie Matza says anyone with lungs can get lung cancer, even if they've never smoked before and are young. Unfortunately, this type of cancer is often diagnosed after it's spread.
Lung cancer in itself, the symptoms usually don't present until the cancer has progressed or developed, or unless it's in an area that's really affecting something that can cause symptoms. So just really important for people to be proactive with annual health checks, you know, rather than necessarily rely on those standard symptoms as well. So always good for people to have annual visits with GP just for a general health check.
A timed parking trial is about to begin in Noosa in a bid to ease parking pressures there. Local laws manager Clint Irwin says from Tuesday, 4-hour time limits will apply in a beachfront area near Hastings Street that was previously unlimited between 4am and 10pm.
The trial applies to the end car spaces, and it really is of the overall car parking spaces along Claude Batten Drive and the Spit. It accounts for about 10% of the overall parking spaces available, but that really is the shop front down there to Noosa.
While overnight parking there remains prohibited. And the event industry is big business here. New figures released by Sunshine Coast Council shows it's achieved the highest economic windfall on record for its sponsored events in the past financial year, reaping an estimated $112.6 million for our region. The events board report revealing the region's higher than average number of employees in the events sector, and tourism continues to be our second largest industry.